This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Archer and this is 6 Minute English. And thanks to William Cramer for joining me today.
Hello, it's a pleasure.
For 52 years, the Times BFI, British Film Institute's London Film Festival, has shown the best new films from around the world. And for the first time, the BFM International Film Festival has also been based at the BFI. William, do you know about the BFM Festival?
I know that it's the Black Filmmakers International Film Festival.
That's right. And to celebrate its 10th anniversary, the emphasis of the 2008 BFM has been on films made by black people who are based here in Britain. Well, I was lucky enough to get an invitation to the BFM Shorts Awards. But before we find out which short film won the award and about the idea behind this festival, I have a question for you.
Right.
Yes, are you ready, William?
Yes.
How long is the shortest film that was ever made? Was it A, 1 second, B, 1 minute, or C, 5 minutes?
I'm going to go for A, 1 second, because even though that sounds too short, sounds very silly, I think the silly answers are usually correct. That's my tactic, so I'm going to go for 1 second.
And we'll find out whether William was right or wrong later on. Now, in today's interview, we'll come across the word stereotyped. William, what does that mean?
Well, if somebody is stereotyped, other people who don't know them have a very strong fixed idea about how they will behave. They're stereotyped perhaps because of the country that they come from or from the colour of their skin or their religion, for example.
And what are platforms for expression?
Platforms for expression in this case refers to ways and places that artistic people can use to share their work and their messages. So, for example, a cinema screen or a novel are platforms for expression.
Great. Now, as we hear from Nadia Denton, the director of the BFM International Film Festival, try to catch the verb she uses to mean highlight or to draw attention to. I asked Nadia, why is there a separate section for black filmmakers within the London Film Festival each year?
Because it's important for us to showcase the stories of groups and communities which otherwise would go unnoticed, which don't get the correct representation in the mainstream, who perhaps are stereotyped, who perhaps don't have many other platforms for expression.
William, which verb did Nadia use to mean to highlight or to draw attention to?
To showcase. Nadia explained that it's important to showcase the stories of communities and groups which we don't usually see or hear.
So the BFM Festival is a chance for people who are often stereotyped and not considered or noticed by mainstream cinema to have their work seen.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Now at the BFM Shorts Awards, we saw 5 new films and voted for the best one. And the winner was Win, Lose or Draw, directed by Lawrence Coke. It was a wonderful blend of storytelling and interviews with Caribbean people who'd arrived in Britain from the 1950s, like my own father. And after the awards, Lawrence explained just how important making the film had been to him.
The whole thing was a very cathartic experience on one level, because I always say that the young people of today don't understand that they're standing on the shoulders of giants.
Making Win, Lose or Draw was very cathartic for Lawrence. It allowed him to express some really deep emotions. But it was cathartic for many of us in the audience too, and educational.
And hopefully lots of young people will see the film, because Lawrence sees it as a way to help them understand that they and their parents are an important part of Britain's history.
Yes, and Lawrence describes our grandparents and parents as giants. Their lives were really difficult, but they still tried to help England and make things easy for us and their families back in the Caribbean.
They were children themselves, and they came over to help the mother country because they felt it was the right thing to do, leaving children behind, wives, and I'm in awe of that.
Yes, they were awesome, an amazing group of young people.
They certainly were. My father travelled to England at the time known by Caribbean people as the mother country, and he came here at the age of 21. And like many others from the Caribbean, my father simply wanted to work hard and earn money. He wanted his parents to have what they needed, and he especially wanted his younger brothers and sisters to go to school.
So education was really important to them?
Definitely, because most of them left school and started work when they were 14 years old. But now, it's time for you to educate us, William.
Surely not.
Yes. What was your answer to today's question? How long is the shortest film that was ever made?
I went for the silly one, which was 1 second.
And you were correct to be silly, because you were absolutely right. Anyway, that's all for today's 6 Minute English.
Goodbye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.